This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle,
more money, and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just gets out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pathogens?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
So good to be back in the neighborhood. Hello, neighbor. How are you? Is that Ned Flanders or the real Mr. Rogers?
That was the real Fred Rogers. How many people are listening right now and they just flashed back to their childhood?
I know, and hopefully it wasn't a bad acid trip or anything. But, yeah, welcome back, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Hey, what's going on? Is it Mr. Rogers' Day or something?
Today, the holiday, you know, there's several today, which kind of surprised me. But the one that stuck out for me is Won't You Be My Neighbor Day.
Which, well, you know what?
Today would have been Fred Rogers' birthday, March 20th.
Wow, all right. Won't You Be My Neighbor Day. I can go along with that, especially if you say, Won't You Be My Neighbor Who Has a Garden Day. Then I'm in all the way. Let's be a neighbor and also grow a garden. Do the two things at once, two for one, I'm going to ask for. Fred Rogers would probably approve. Oh, you think? I think so.
Why not? Anyways, but you need to wear a sweater and change your sneakers before you go gardening.
A lighter sweater because today, officially in the Northern Hemisphere, the first day of spring. Spring has sprung. Has it sprung where you are or is it cold where you are?
Dude, you know what? It actually started here. I think today would be like day three. It literally has felt like summer evenings here.
Yeah.
Very warm. Nice. Warmer than I expected.
We opened the windows today, and we were still cold. It was like 71 or 72. Huh. Gosh darn it. Thin Florida blood. But then again, I was talking to a lady from Sweden today who's been in Florida for many years, and she was complaining it was still cold. I'm like, you lost your Swedish blood. Yeah. She's like, yeah, I lost it. She's from Sweden. Because, you know,
her
back there,
cold
and dark. And
tell you right now, I mean, because you brought it up, right now here in Arkansas, it's 87 degrees right now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's very warm.
Did you say 87? Did I hear you correctly?
I said 87, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, you are cooking. Yes. You were cooking with gas or something. So, welcome, my friends.
Like summer.
Another edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show heading into spring in the Northern Hemisphere. We've got an Australian story coming up. So, welcome to fall for all of our listeners down under. And we love you, but it's going to be getting chill soon. Not yet, but chill soon. And we'll get there in a moment. Next 2 hours of broadcast healing on GCN or Syndicator around to affiliates across this great land and, of course, across the pond in the United Kingdom when they listen a little bit later. RobertScottBell.com, show notes, thanks to Captain Morgan, Super Don, making it sound so good. We got Ben on the board, maybe Daniel will be there in case you call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Our first story comes from the land down under, and it relates to vaccination issues, specifically a Sydney mum who wants to open up a no-vaccine childcare program. So guess what, boys and girls? It's time for an update theme, thanks to Super Don. This is the herd immunity theme.
In some parts of this country, vaccine rates have fallen below the magic number of 90%. The magic number of 90%.
Abracadabra, yo!
I love it.
Abracadabra.
Super Don did it again. The herd immunity theme, the magic number. Who did we get that? The guy that said that, and I was so crazy. I was like, you got to get that. We got to use that.
That would be the guy that has been tapped by Trump to head the FDA, Scott Gottlieb.
Oh, perfect. Yes, it's timely. It's so timely. We got a proposed head of the FDA who believes in the magic number for herd immunity. And that leads us all the way to Kookaburra. And it's Kookaburra, I think, at this point. Yes, there is an interesting story here from Australia, a mum of two from Sydney's northern beaches. She wants to set up what they're calling in the newspaper an anti-vaccine child care to get around the potential extension of the NSW's no jab, no play laws, right? It's discrimination against people who don't want to vaccinate. Yeah, outright, out and out, fraudulently, they're going after the people of Australia who have woken up and recognized not such a good plan to vaccinate your children willy-nilly. That means indiscriminately, right? Let's find out about proper discrimination with this story.
This mother is part of the controversial anti-vax movement. What impact could a vax-free childcare centre have on the kids there?
Well, these kids are essentially at risk of developing serious and even life-threatening illnesses because they're not vaccinated. Vaccinations that are safe and available free in Australia.
Here's a vaccine shill from down under. They're at risk. Listen, life is a risky proposition, but I find that it's much more risky to inject children, innocent babies, with toxins that you wouldn't put in their baby bottle. Well, maybe Paul Offit would, right? Maybe Richard Dickey Pan would in the United States, but who you got down there in Australia besides a mom of two who's got some common sense here? Next thing you know, they're probably going to say, well, the risk is because we don't get enough people vaccinated. The herd is at risk, the herd immunity, the magic number.
Is there also a wider community risk if something like this is established?
Absolutely, Lisa, because we know that vaccinations are 85 to 95% effective.
Really?
And so we need everybody in the community to be vaccinated, so we develop what's called herd immunity.
There it is, the magic number, folks. And did you hear her say 85 to 90% effective? And then she kind of hesitated because she knows she was lying. At the very least, she was making an unsubstantiated claim. Which you can, you know, you can never allow that if someone is against vaccines. Well, they're actually making claims based on the scientific literature. But for her to claim it's 85 to 90% effective, based on what? And then the questions I would ask if I was a reporter in Australia, well, is there a difference between herd immunity that you claim from naturally acquired infections versus those that are induced artificially? The antibodies that they induce artificially through vaccinations. And where does the law of the terrain fit into all of this?
And that way, if illnesses are introduced, say, from people traveling from countries where they don't have a free vaccination program, or the small number of children who can't be vaccinated, for example, if they're having chemotherapy for childhood cancer, and also our elderly community whose immune systems have aren't working as well, if we can get everybody vaccinated, those people are safe as well.
They're safe? Those old people are safe? They have no immune systems. How are they safe? Suddenly, you took your vaccine, and now grandpa's immune system is safe. What the hell is this? These are idiots. I'm sorry to be so bold, but Looney Tunes. How is it that if you inject toxic poison into you and your friends and your loved ones and your babies, grandpa's immune system suddenly is strong as an ox? Of course, she's not actually saying that. She's just saying, hey, you're not going to cough on grandpa with whatever we've given you a vaccine for. But it completely belies the fact that many of these vaccines have an inconvenient side effect of shedding from the person who has been vaccinated. And that many people who are vaccinated are actually the cause of the spread of these diseases that these dunderheaded doctors and reporters who can't read the science, or if they do, they don't understand it. And they keep claiming, my gosh, the only way to save people is to get enough of them injected. We need 85 to 90, well, if she said 85 to 90% effective, does she do the magic number on what it takes to have a immune herd? And then this reporter gets even more bizarre because she says, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I'm going to play this in just a second, but I just want to set this up because I know people don't hear it the same way. I'm trying to explain why my mind works the way it does, having been, you know, working on real immunity for 26 plus years now. That when somebody says, grandpa, or let's just say the kid who can't get vaccinated because the kid's on chemo, because the doctors are freaking destroying their immune system that was already dysfunctional with toxic chemicals that can kill a healthy child, much less a child diagnosed with cancer. So we can't vaccinate them as well. We'll acknowledge that we'd likely kill them with a vaccine. So you get yours to help little Johnny Susie chemotherapy be okay. So if you're around them and sneeze on them, they'll be okay, which is nonsense. It doesn't matter whether you're vaccinated or not, because your vaccines, if they call them yours, don't improve your immunity at all. They don't enhance your immune system. At best, they will stimulate an antibody into existence. But we know from an immunological factual basis that an immune system that even has an antibody is not sufficient to protect you from any given disease. The rest of the immune system has to work as well. You can't just identify and go, hey, here it is. I see it. It's coming. And your immune system can't even help you get off the railroad tracks where that railroad choo-choo train of a virus is coming for you. Can't do it. So let's hear, oh, maybe you guys can pick it out. Let's see if this woman who predisposes this interviewee that she's going to be devil's advocating. Let's hear if you hear her devil's advocate at all.
I want to play devil's advocate here for a moment, Penny, just for anyone watching right now who still is unsure about the merits of having their children vaccinated. Can you explain why it is so important and whether or not there is any merit at all in the anti-vaccination argument?
I'm sorry, did you hear any devil's advocating there? It was like a softball question to say, I'm going to be a devil's advocate, but I'm not really. Hey, is there any merit to that garbage that people are saying? What was that?
There's a logical fallacy in there somewhere.
Somewhere in there.
I believe that's a loaded question.
Loaded question with a loaded syringe. By the way, at the end of this interview, they go, well, you parents that don't want to vaccinate are not really bad. You mean well. You're reading the wrong info, is what they're going to say. The info they want you to read is the official propaganda coming from the Centers for Disease Creation, based on fraudulent science. Yeah, you heard of the CDC whistleblower yet? Have you seen Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe? No, it's not about Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Hey, when we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got a major league moment of duh related to opioid addiction.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we'll get to that moment of in a moment, because that's why it's called a moment of job. Yeah, the moments we're in control of the horizontal and the vertical. Don't touch that dial, or if you're listening on the internet, you don't have to change the play button. Just keep pressing play. And here we go. Now, we were talking about this story from Down Under, the vaccines. They say, well, it's an anti-vaxxer or anti-vaccine group, right? And what was it? Was it about a secret anti-vaccine book? It's like
okay, so, look, we go to the article. And look, the original article came from this the Sydney TV station, which you actually can't access on the internet because it's like only if you're in Australia can you read this, right? Mm-hmm. So I had to go to a different publication, and this is called Honey.
Okay.
Honey.
Yeah, Honey.
And so if you read this, the bias of this thing is just oozing from every corner of the webpage. Mm-hmm. And so it's talking about this mum in Sydney.
Yeah.
Named Heidi Street, and she did not post an advertisement on a Facebook page.
Okay.
No. She posted it, and this is the way they spell it out, in a secret anti-vax Facebook group. Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
Gosh, really?
It's like some kind of like ISIS secret chat room somewhere on Facebook that she had posted this, and they talk about what this was Heidi posted an ad. Now listen, in Australia they have made it difficult, just like they've tried to do
in California. It's like,
right?
California, Southern Hemisphere, the whole of all of Australia.
Right. So what you've got is you've got a group of parents who would like to take their kids to childcare, but now they've got this no jab, no play policy where they don't have anywhere to take their kids. So, let's say somebody looks at this and sees the vacuum that's been created and says, okay, well, I'm going to start a child care for all of these parents now who've been kicked to the curb by Australia, right?
It's brilliant. Now, again, if you've got a bunch of liberal ninny pharmaceutical heads down under that control the government, which apparently there is, are they going to shut this down too? Or are they just playing a propaganda campaign via this news report?
Well, you know, listen, what would you call that ad? That would be a child care ad, right? Here's an advertisement for child care. No, the website refers to this ad as, if you're ready, an anti-vax child care ad.
Wow. I mean,
anti-vax child care
ad. It's child care for people who don't vaccinate.
No, it's an anti-vax child care ad. It's evil. It's a Nazi child care ad. You know, I mean, that's the impression that you get from this article is that they put the word anti-vax in front of whatever they choose to in order to try and degrade it and make it look. Listen, this is just a mom who agrees with, I think, probably there's 5,000 members of this Facebook group, okay?
Wow.
5,000 people that will sympathize with people who choose not to vaccinate their children, and they need child care. So what's wrong with her providing a service to these people that can't get it otherwise?
Well, remember that lady asking the question. I'm going to play devil's advocate for you. By the way, can you just discredit all those people that don't believe in vaccinations? That was her basically her devil's advocating. And then the shill that responded, like the pro-vaccine shill, said this.
There is absolutely no merit at all in the anti-vaccination argument. It has been proven absolutely scientifically. Vaccinations would have saved last year at least 3 million lives.
Prove it. No.
Yeah. there's another statistic she just pulled out of her.
Pulled out of her Aussie ass. And that's saying something. Because there's some nice ones down there, but not that one.
Merit. In other words, what she's saying is what they're saying up here. The science is settled.
Right.
There is no debate.
But here's the softening. This is the softening of the attack because they realize they're losing. Every time they attack these parents, they're losing. So let's listen to their technique, how they're trying to soften the blow to the parents that they won't allow to have any kind of child care at all.
Parents who are anti-vaccination, they're not bad parents. They're actually wonderful, passionate, caring parents who are looking into all the details about vaccination and want to get the answers. It's just that they are reading the wrong information.
You know what? Yeah. Right. You go suck on a kookaburra because these parents that have seen these children be harmed or even killed by vaccines are reading the information that they saw with their own eyes as their children are harmed, and then they're following up on that. And, of course, your lies, 3 million were saved, and there's absolutely no evidence that the vaccines do anything wrong. Hey, just look at America. Over $3 billion paid out since about 1988 to families of vaccine-injured or killed children. But that's not evidence. Not to you. Because you're a dunderhead from down under. Hey, let's get a mom from down under that supports this. And maybe we can reach out to the woman that wants to do this child care thing. I love what she's doing. I think it's great. All right, we'll get that moment of done. Questions of the day coming up next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and a light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's good to be back in the studio. Great trip to South Florida. Again, special thanks to Dr. Aaron, down in South Florida, a wellness man. Oh, man, what a great guy. And, of course, my good buddy, it was a Friday we had him on, and then we did an encore because the episode we did, Dr. Michael Stern, and then we had the encore with Brother Tony Muhammad and Ty because it was such a good interview, showing how we can come together to protect our children legitimately as opposed to those Aussies that are scared of vaccine-free daycare centers. Tell you what, man. You know, I haven't gotten much sleep on the trip, and so look out tonight. I'm not the gentle, kinder Robert Scott Bell. I think Liam Schaff called me Punchy McStuffins when I get this way. So a little bit ornery tonight, folks, so be careful around me. Might be a little bit ornery. So 866-939-BELL. Dr. Raja Bittar will join us a little later. We've got advanced medicine on tap for you. But, of course, once in a while, we follow the science. No, actually, we're ahead of the science in most cases. But occasionally, we find some science that is so obvious, so dramatically obvious in what it discovers, that it can only be considered today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Well, the best I can say is today's moment of duh is brought to you by Opioids R Us. Apparently, the child care service for pro-vaccine moms down in Australia. Because they just figured out something amazing. I'm going to quote it. They figured out that the duration of a prescription may give clues into how long a person ends up using a narcotic painkiller. A new study figured that out. What?
This is for real. This is for real. And it was...
The CDC did this. The CDC figured this out.
They conducted a study.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny because whenever we look at these studies, we always ask, who paid for this, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know what, guys? I'm sorry. This was the CDC, so that means you and I paid for this.
U.S. taxpayers, yeah.
And they discovered that on that little, you know, that little piece of paper that the doctor writes the prescription? And if he writes on the prescription pad, take these opioids for 30 days.
Yeah.
They have determined in this study that that information written on that pad is a clue to how long you're going to take opioid painkillers.
Right. Now,
really,
granted, the way CNN writes a story, they might have goofed a little bit by saying it that way. I don't know. I'm not at CNN. I'm not a big fan.
No, listen, I thought maybe they had just kind of screwed up, and this is kind of some obvious, maybe they had some third grader, putting the headlines together for this. So I read the study.
Yeah.
Now, here's the amazing thing they determined. They found out that if someone takes opioid painkillers for just a few days, they are less likely to become addicted than somebody who takes opioid painkillers for more days.
Yeah. It really is. I mean, was anybody questioning that was the
outcome? Not a joke.
So the headline actually is even kind of weirder. It says prescriptions may hold clues to who gets hooked on prescriptions. Yeah. Right,
well, let me help you out here. Just verbatim here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says here that they found out that when you use a narcotic painkiller for just one day, you have only a 6% chance of still using that drug a year later versus someone who took opioid painkillers for 31 days or more.
Yeah.
They had a 29.9% chance. Now, did it take a study from the CDC to prove the fact that somebody who takes opioid painkillers over a long period of time has a higher chance of becoming addicted to them?
I'm just asking the question. I mean, I think we have a legitimate moment of duh here. And, of course, what they don't encounter or don't discuss at all is the fact that the cannabidiol, for instance, whether it be CBD, THC, or a combination of the two, but CBD in particular, for our argument's sake, is showing evidence of reducing that addiction or bridging these folks that are addicted to the opioids off of them to go somewhere else. And we do have a question related to pain a little bit later today. We'll talk about it. But, again, good on you, CNN, for covering it as stupidly as your network is for the most part. I can't even watch CNN anymore since all the fake news stuff happened. I mean, not that it wasn't fake before, it was, but it just became so ridiculous that you're like, I can't even spend time unless we're looking for comedy bits. And at this point, yeah, this is it's a sad comedy bit because you're dealing with a very serious issue of addiction. But
they might as well have done a study to find out if you drink one beer, does that make you as drunk as if you drink six? You know, I mean, well, it's just
I'm not sure. We need a study on that. Can you open up a six pack and tell me what happened?
Actually, I'm waiting for the grant from the NIH for $1 million to do that.
Or Budweiser, whichever comes first, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you used to call that butt wiper, didn't you? I mean, that wasn't a really tasty beer. Just my memory of these.
I drank my share of Budweiser back in the day. Yes.
What was the worst? Bush? Was that the worst?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I never tried that brand of beer.
Right.
When I was just down to beer, it was either Miller.
Yeah.
Genuine Draft.
Back in the 70s, it was Bush. I think now it's called Brazilian or something. But I can't follow all these beer names that are coming from everywhere. So let's go on.
There's a joke in there somewhere, but
I don't know. Like I said, Punchy McStuffins is here. Don't stop to
Bush
ponder on
Brazilian?
Anything.
Isn't that
like a wax
treatment or something? Or
that was a wax on, wax off. That was a Karate Kid joke.
Anyway.
All right. Yeah, moving right along. All right. Yeah, it's getting very dangerous today. By the way, the National Call-In Day announced for Vaccine Safety and Reform March 30th. We have a link in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. So that's the day we were talking about, a march on D.C., revolutionfortruth.org, revolution, the number 4, truth.org, linked up in the show notes in combination or partnership with the World Mercury Project. And we talked about the people that will be there, including RFK Jr., Del Bigtree, Dr. Brian Hooker. Somebody misspelled Brian, and they spelled it Bain. B-A-I-N in that article.
For Batman.
Yeah. No, the different Bane. That was B-A-N-E. But Brian Hooker will be there, Minister Tony Muhammad, Barbara Lowe Fisher, Judy Mikovits, Zen Honeycutt. All of those people have been on this show, and they'll be out there. Wish I could be there with them. But you can call in that day. So I encourage you, revolutionfortruth.org. Check it out and find out what you need to do to raise a ruckus. Raise a ruckus. It may make a difference. In the meantime, of course, protect your own children. And don't wait for the government to approve it, because you wait for them to approve it, by that time your child might be injured or killed. Don't play that game. We certainly don't do that here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. You can submit your questions or comments of the day, every day, 7 days a week. You do, even though we're only on 6 days a week. I try to take one day off occasionally. But in the meantime, you can reach us that way or leave a message when we're off the air, 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355, but when you do leave us a message, we can usually get back to you on the air and answer you.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our first question of the day comes from Cheryl. She says her son, who's 19 years old, was diagnosed with Crohn's disease a month ago. Crohn's disease. Oh, this is interesting. Not something we ever get questions about, is it, Super Don? Crohn's? Irritable bowel, leaky gut, diverticulitis. None of that.
The gut? What?
Yeah. The gut? Who knows about the gut? We maybe should talk with CNN first about this. Consult with them. His GI doctor wanted to put him on Remicade, rat antibodies, before he was done with the prednisone. Remember the, what is the title of my chapter on the gut in Unlock the Power to Heal? Super Don, do you know it by now? What is the title for my chapter about the gut? Do I need to get, it starts with V.
The road,
yes.
The road to,
mm-hmm. The road to, you can take, Kala,
Cabo Wabo.
Colostomy bags.
Oh, okay, colostomy bag, that's right, I couldn't remember.
Is paved with antibiotics.
Biotics
and
prednisone.
Man, Super Don, you get the ruler. Get the ruler. Get one of your dogs and slap you with the ruler. Super Don's not paying attention today. Doesn't even know the name of the chapter. All right. She says, I'm a member of FMTV and found the Healthy Gut Seminars, where I learned about your silver protocol, and I have purchased your book, Unlock the Power to Heal, that I wrote with Ty Bollinger. Cheryl says, my son has chosen not to begin treatment with Remicade. Smart son at 19, giving you all the props for raising a good kid then. Until he can explore the natural cures and diet. He has an ND, a naturopathic doctor, who has practiced for 25 years, whom he really likes and doesn't want to leave. I've requested that she support this. Oh, it's a female ND. Okay. That should be good, right? I think. I've requested that she support the silver protocol to speed his healing, but she does not support it. Oh, no. Cheryl. She asked me for case studies. Cheryl, get back to me and tell me what school she went to. I'd be curious if she went to one of the big allopathic, naturopathic medical schools. Remember, because when I was at the gastroenterology conference at one of the oldest naturopathic medical schools in the United States, I lectured there with all the naturopaths. I was the only one who presented methods for remediation that did not involve FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. Is she one of them? I want to know.
Sounds like she might be in this situation. That's a big problem.
Yeah.
What it is with these naturopaths that they feel like you know, they want to be, I guess what, they want to be recognized and respected.
Yeah, so show me a clinical trial. I couldn't give her anything. She said, do you have any case studies available that you can send her? No, I don't. And if I did, I wouldn't send them anyway. I'm just ticked off at your female naturopath right now. Listen, if you look at the peer-reviewed literature on silver, there's over 100 years of literature on silver. And you could just start at the year 2000 for all I care, because there's hundreds and hundreds of coming out all the time. They only validate what preceded it. That silver downregulates tissue inflammation. Epithelial tissue inflammation upregulates its regeneration, in addition to being a broad-spectrum antimicrobial. And we're doing it at homeopathic levels, microgram dosages. What is it about that that your naturopath doesn't know? Well, I got to wait for clinical trials. Right. Far be it for me to suggest that you follow what the peer-reviewed literature says that's not biased because it doesn't lead to a drug therapy, and actually apply it in a safe microgram level that you're not even exceeding the EPA reference dose. Good Lord. What do I got to do with these naturopaths? God love you. But if you were swallowed up by the allopaths and you're demanding a study before you will move, what kind of art of healing are you engaged in? Just ask it. I'm not against the studies. Don't get me wrong.
It sounds like they've embraced the dark side.
Yeah, embrace the dark side, my aspirin. All right, folks. Probably going to suggest that you use aspirin, too. Cheryl, I appreciate your call in, or your message, anyway. Call in. Let me know more about the backstory here. And when I'm not so punchy McStuffins, I'll be nicer about my answer. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I told you, Hunchy McStuffin, listen, the kinder, gentler Robert Scott Bell, he'll be back probably tomorrow after a good night's sleep. So, if I need to follow up, Cheryl, on your question of the day a little differently, I'll revisit it. But again, that's how it struck me tonight. That's just how it struck me tonight. Hey, it's the first day of spring. I should be a shiny, happy people. And I am. I really
am. You were okay. You didn't, I'm okay. You didn't say anything wrong. It's a legitimate gripe. Yeah. I mean, whether you had sleep or not, it's a legitimate gripe when a naturopath is going to act like a douchebag skeptic or something. You know?
Right. Now, listen, again, we are skeptical, right? We don't just accept what people tell us either. I'm not saying that she should either, but... the point is, Cheryl, let's just say to your son, if that naturopath would like to have a discussion off the air with me, a kind, gentle one, a loving one, I'd be happy to talk with her and get her plugged into all the scientific peer-reviewed literature to support her efforts in helping your son to recover. If not, like I said, I wrote the chapter so you guys could take the healing into your own hands when appropriate, and only you can decide that. You don't have to ask permission. That's up to you. But I'm just here as a conduit for this level of information. More information is necessary because we do have another question of the day coming through, and this one's from Rajik. It says, hi, can you suggest a remedy that you may have tried for jaw pain after surgical removal of a molar? Homeopathy would be preferred, but anything apart from the painkillers I'm taking. Thanks so much. Now, I'm going to say a caveat on this because obviously my wife is not, well, she's abnormal on the pain threshold, but she's not the only one, right? Because her extractions led to devastating neurological pain that she's been dealing with for 5 years. And everything I'm about to tell you, Raji, really nothing really worked ultimately or totally. Only took some of the edge off. I will just say this, and this is a weird way to say it because I'm making fun of my wife. I'm not. It's just like she suffered so much. But the idea is if you're just, again, normal pain associated with a removal, you take arnica, basically, homeopathic arnica or a combination formula. King Bio has advanced arnica. They had a wounds recovery formula, which is more comprehensive. It would have hypericum for nerve pain as well. And normally that would be sufficient for most people. But there are people with hypersensitivities, or if there is ongoing inflammation of the nerve, then we have to look to other things like CBD, which is neuroprotective and neuroregenerative. And, you know, there are even things like the analog for aspirin, non-synthetic, you know, the white willow bark tincture. There's Boswellia. There's a whole lot of things with essential fatty acids that can reduce inflammation and pain. But homeopathic, if you're looking for arnica, number one on the list, call King Bio, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. And many people will actually take the silver hydrosol, like the sovereign silver, and they'll pull it over the area of extraction, and it can reduce pain because it works to heal the nerves much more quickly, as well as it heals all tissue, epithelial tissue as well. You know, I had a call today off the air. I was talking to somebody about that. He was worried about, well, I had extractions and I got stitches. It was such a, you know, big thing. Would it be problematic? I said, no, it'll actually help to heal it faster. You know, you might have to, you know, go back to your dentist sooner because he'd be surprised by, or she'd be surprised by how quickly it's recovering. So, Rajik, I appreciate the question. But again, under normal circumstances, that would be sufficient. Again, I'm dealing with a lot of abnormal responses that are, you know, just outrageous and long lasting that are very personal to me. That's why I put that caveat on it. But I expect that would be as simple and easy for you to address that. Now, there is an announcement I have to make. My good friend Paul Barricaro had him on a couple of weeks ago, I think he was here, and we talked about the Echo 9 H2 Ultra, right? This is the big time. The Echo 9 Ultra H2 machine. This is the one that will produce more molecular hydrogen than any machine previous to it. It produces alkaline and acid as well as pH neutral. This is amazing. So for those of you who know you want just pH neutral water with all the hydrogen, this is the machine that does it. And this is the day. If you're listening live, it is the, what date is it? I don't even know what date it is. The 20th of March.
First day of spring.
First day of spring. You're going to have to be fast. And if not, I mean, listen, if you're listening to it on the 21st because you listen the next day, and some of you do catch it on archive, you might be able to squeak in and say, hey, I just listened to the archives. It was from yesterday's show, but this is what I listened to. And probably Paul will be okay with that. Probably. And if not, I'll talk to him for you. But seriously, call him right away or go to robertswater.com. Robertswater.com. There's a phone number there. There's a way you can order it. Get in there now for the pre-order price, special deal for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, and you will be flooded with molecular hydrogen like never before and hydrated like never before. So check it out, robertswater.com. Links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We got Dr. Rasha Bitar coming up next hour. We got some great questions of the day, one on IV vitamin C. We got another IV question, I think, that just came in. I don't know. We'll review it. Also, a woman who did seven marathons on seven continents in 7 days. Is that for real? And you'll never guess how old she is. Yeah, times 10, what I just that number. All right, folks, lots more healing to go. The power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.